The latest from Ukraine and the Ukrainian and Russian economies.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Russian Foreign Ministry says that the decision to suspend preparations for the Group of Eight summit in June is, quote, groundless. World powers are looking at pulling out of the summit set for Sochi, Russia, in response to Russian troops entering southern Ukraine over the weekend. I talked to the BBC's Christian Fraser, who is on that Crimean peninsula, which juts into the Black Sea. Christian, you watched as Russian forces took control without a fight. What's the situation this afternoon, your time?
Well, I think the situation has developed apace since Saturday. The Russians really do have a stranglehold of the Crimean Peninsula now. They've taken all the key strategic assets, the airports, the parliament, and they're now encircling many of the key military bases. I've just come from the naval headquarters of the Ukrainian Navy. There's a very tense standoff there between Russian soldiers on the outside and the Ukrainians inside. I imagine for the Russians, they're quite happy as long as the Ukrainians are contained. The concern would be that the more hostile crowds which are gathering outside the gates might provide the spark, and the tensions obviously are at that elevated level.
Now, in that region, the population is predominantly Russian-speaking with close ties to Russia, although not exclusively. This is an industrialized area with key ports, which is, I assume, of great value to Ukraine as a whole.
Yes, it's the only part of Ukraine that has a Russian-speaking majority. People are generally pleased with what President Putin has done, but of course it hasn't been tested. The new Prime Minister has said he's bringing forward a referendum till the end of this month in which he will ask them whether they want to be separated from Ukraine, and I suppose that is the point when we will come to understand how people generally do feel about it.
What about economics on this Monday at the individual level there, Christian? I understand there is a limit on how much money Ukrainians can take out of their bank accounts?
Yes, they have set a limit at the banks and the cash points in Ukraine. And of course, there are also going to be economic implications for Russia as well. The dollar has risen to a new high against the ruble today. We've also seen the Russian stock market fall some 9% this morning, and gas flows from Russia through Ukraine to the rest of Europe. So Gazprom, there are big implications for them as well. The question mark for everyone really is, where do President Putin's ambitions lie? Is it just here in Crimea, or is he also focusing on the eastern part of Ukraine in those cities like Donetsk, Lugansk, Kharkiv, because that would be a completely different game and that would ratchet up the tension another notch.
The BBC's Christian Fraser speaking to us from Sebastopol in the Crimean region of Ukraine. Christian, thank you.
Thank you, David.
In early trading, the key stock indexes in the U.S. were down about 0.6%. Julia Coronado, Chief Economist North America at BNP Paribas in New York, joins us. Hello, Julia.
Good morning.
We've been watching as the tensions in the Ukraine play out in financial markets. What are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing a few things. First, we're seeing the flight to safety as investors rush to buy U.S. treasuries in light of the geopolitical tensions. And we're also seeing the equity markets globally off some, as these geopolitical events do tend to disrupt economic activity, and that matters for some companies.
Because it's just not clear which deals might still go through, which ones would end up being unaffected, and a lot of businesses have ties with both Ukraine and Russia.
Absolutely. So we can hope for the best, but investors have to assume some likelihood that activity will get disrupted. And as you noted, for some companies that do business or trade with these countries, they are going to see the bottom line affected.
And these lower stock prices we're even seeing in the U.S. this morning, you attribute that to what's going on in Ukraine?
Absolutely. And it's not just Ukraine, but other countries we've seen tensions bubbling over, including Venezuela and Turkey. So there's lots of geopolitical tensions for investors to worry about.
Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Word this morning that consumer spending in the U.S. went up more than expected last month, a rise of 0.4%. And Chrysler Fiat sales in February also handily beat the forecasts, up 11%. But there's news just now. GM sales were down 1%. Ashley Milne-Tite has more on the car industry trying to weather the weather.
The last 4 months of 2013 were strong on car sales, but this year put the brakes on that. George Magliano is an economist with IHS Automotive. So when will business return to normal?
The weather's going to have to get a little warmer, okay? I can tell you that. Number one, this winter's killing me here.
It's not just the endless snowstorms and freezing cold that are pummeling sales in much of the country. He says it's also the uncertain economy. Even the Chevy Silverado, named Truck of the Year, has seen inventory pile up.
And the manufacturers basically have come out and said, well, we're not going to trim production right now. We're going to incentivize. We've got a house cleaning going on here over the next 3 to 4 months.
Magliano says these incentives aren't hurting car makers yet. That's because they have been selling their cars at high prices, so the industry has a cushion for now. He says when spring finally arrives, automakers will find out if they have a longer-term problem. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
And Italy Today is celebrating the Oscar for The Great Beauty in the foreign language feature category. The film's director, Paolo Sorrentino, now wants a meeting with Italy's culture minister to talk about changing government policy there that the winning director believes are leading to the closing down of Italian movie theaters. In his acceptance speech last night, Sorrentino thanked Federico Fellini, the other director, and among others, the band The Talking Heads. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.